But right now, we've already hired a consumer clinic call already.
I know. They start coming in very early for the show.
Are you okay if we go to it now?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
It's Kenny on the line. Hi, Kenny.
Hello, dears. Hello, Bernard. How are you?
Yes, all right. Thank you, Kenny. Long time no speak.
Well, I've been rather busy with all the run-up to Christmas and such, but I'm afraid I found myself in something of a quandary, and I require a little bit of advice.
Okay.
Right.
Can we just say, Kenny, don't mention any names?
No,
oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't dream of it.
No company names.
As you know, I have a lovely young grandson called Edward. Now, Edward is a delight to me. I've probably mentioned him. I'm very proud of him. I tend to boast rather a lot about him. He's a delight to me, and no doubt all he encounters at the job centre, where he appears to have found a permanent position in the waiting room. Doesn't seem to pay a great deal, boys, but he's a jolly hard worker. Honestly, whenever he's not doing bits and bobs for me, like pricing up my jewellery in the old Royal Worcester, he's a regular Eric Knowles, you know. Mm. He's so wiped out by the waiting room job that he's mostly upstairs curled up on the futon. It's so hard for young people these days. They exploit them, don't they? Sometimes he's up there until I dish up summer. So I thought I'd do something marvellous for him this year, give him a treat and a boost, and combine his great loves, boys. He loves technology, you see.
Oh, right.
He's got one of those iPod thingies and an iPhone and all sorts of other things, starting with I, no doubt. I'm afraid I couldn't tell you what they did. I'm a bit of a Luddite, boys. Mm. Can't bear those little earplugs you have to pop in to your ear holes while the beat goes bump, 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 bump. Although saying that, Edward did get me a rather meaty pair of woofers and a nice set of tweeters for the radiogram. And it does make you both sound rather more manly, so well done. So anyhow, I thought I'd combine this love of technology with an interest that he's been showing in antiques, and I thought I'll get him an old antique piece of technology. Not a reproduction, mind you, it had to be the real thing.
Mm.
So I was up and down that precinct all weekend. Is anyone selling anything like a real old piece like that? No, I'm afraid not. It's all about plastic screens and TV HDs and I don't know. So I thought, blow this, I'll call a cab and think about it at home. Well, I don't have a mobile, so I make it my business to know the precise locations of every public telephone box in the area, which isn't difficult because there's only one, outside the bus station, which, by the way, is a disgrace. So I pop into the phone box, and what leaps out at me as I'm inserting my coins, a little card. You blink and you would have missed it, but there it was, bold as brass, 22-year-old TV. That's what it said on the card. Well, I thought Christmas had come early. So I called that number straight away. It was a nice chap on the end of the line, and he agreed to deliver this 22-year-old TV that very night, which I thought was reasonable. And the thing is, when the doorbell went at 8:30, which for me is jolly late, I don't know about you, but once it's dark, I don't tend to open the door at all, unless it's Edward with the takeaway. But there was no television there, just a rather surly-looking girl with an Adam's apple and overly large hands. Now, I kept asking about this TV. She ploughed into the house. She didn't seem to know what I was on about. Kept saying something about travesty or something. So I wondered, might one of you be able to pop over and ask her to leave? She seems to have rather taken root in my front parlour, and I don't mean to be rude. Be quiet. But she's rather a large girl, and she eats like a horse. And I would ask Edward to help, but he seems to get on with her like a house on fire. It's all very awkward. Could you possibly help?
Jonathan, is this something you can deal with?
I tell you what I'm going to do, Kenny. We'll pass you back to a member of the team that's waiting to take your call, and we'll see what we can do to get the TV removed.
It's all right.
I think she might be Italian. She keeps saying her name is Liza Mafella. So, if you do have any linguists there,
yes,
you could help.
Kenny.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do.
Kenny, we'll get back to you, Kenny.
Thank you, boys. And Merry Christmas.